Hello, my lovely, lovely people. Welcome to Brooklyn Woman Empowerment Group Incorporated, a nonprofit organization. My name is Grandma Elsie, and today we're going to be reading 2 Corinthians chapter 13. You can read the whole chapter, but I'm just going to give you 5. I read the whole chapter, but I really want to give you verse 5. It tells us to examine ourselves as believers to see if we're really true believers of the Lord. So let's get into chapter 2 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 5. It says, examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not realize that Christ Jesus is in you? Unless, of course, you fail the test. And I trust that you will discover that we have not failed the test. Now, we pray to God that you do not do anything wrong. Not so that people will see that we have stood the test, but so that you would do what is right in the eyes of the Lord. I had to put that in there. Even though we may seem to have failed, for we cannot do anything against the truth, but only for the truth. We are glad whenever we are weak, but you are strong in our prayers. That is that you may be fully restored. This is why I write the things that I am absent, that when I come, that's the Lord saying this, I may not have to be harsh in my use of authority. The authority the Lord gave me for building you up, not for tearing you down. So as you see, 2 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 5 tells us to listen to God and to test ourselves to see if we are true believers in the Lord. So I question you, brothers and sisters, are you testing yourself and sitting back by yourself, meditating on the word, meditating on positive things, and asking the Lord, Lord, reveal to me if there's anything in me that is not of you. Remove it, Lord. Show it to me. Help me, Lord, live the way that you want me to live, not the way I want to live. I don't want to be a lukewarm Christian. Lord, I don't want 1 foot in the world and 1 foot with you, because we know that it's not what you want, Lord. When you called us, you want all of us, not half of us, Lord. So, Lord, help us to listen to you and listen to the Holy Spirit, that little small voice in the pit of our soul, in the middle of our soul. May we hear you speak, Lord. Cleanse us from all unnecessary things that's dirty and foul. So, as you can see, you have to live the right way with the Lord. We're not perfect people, but we have to get to that point and ask the Lord to make us perfect in His eyes. We want to be just like Jesus. Serve Him. Do all the right things. Not be casting judgment on people all the time. Like, they have some so-called Christians who want to judge people. When they say, oh, when you read Matthew 7, I think it's 7 or 6, something like that. It's about don't judge others. And they said people take that little thing, but people don't read the whole chapter. But God is telling us not to be so high than any other human and act like we better than them. And that we don't make mistakes and we want to cast stones on them, because that is not the way the Lord works. He wants us to pray for people that's in sin, talk to them with a kindness, love from their heart, and they will change. They don't want nobody coming at them with daggers and throwing it at them. And I bet if I open their closet, those same so-called Christians got a bunch of skeletons in their closet that they don't want nobody to know about. So people, be real Christian and ask the Holy Spirit to teach you how to talk to people, how to get people to give their life to the Lord, than to just cast judgment and say, oh, you should not have been like that. You call yourself a Christian. You can't say that to people, Lord. You have to look at yourself. Don't think you so perfect that you ain't did nothing. So anyway, my brothers and sisters, I gotta go. This is Brooklyn Woman Empowerment Group Incorporated, and I love you, and this is Grandma Elsie. In Jesus' name, everybody have a blessed day, and try to read your Bibles. I don't get them into my Bible every day, but today, the Lord said, Elsie, it's time. Because I had a good rest. Last night, I was feeling horrible. I prayed. I took the medicine that the doctor told me. And I woke up today after 12. I was so, exhausted. But that was a Holy Spirit telling me, rest, Elsie, rest. And I rested. And I rested. And I felt good, people. I said, glory to God. I felt good. I want to praise the Lord always. And I want to give him all of me. Ooh, boop, boop, dabble. All of me, Lord, belongs to you. I'm not going to worry about my mother don't want to eat. Because I know what's happening when you start don't want to eat. And you know, I just asking the Lord to come and touch your heart and soul. Because what happens to people is not our fault. It's not our problem. We have to leave it up to the Lord, even though it feels hard and difficult. We must give everything to the Lord. We know people close to leaving this earth. We must realize that God has the last say so. So, my people, let's learn to remember that as Christians. Yes, it's going to hurt when people leave the earth, but we are only missing the flesh. The real person is gone. I don't know where. That's not my thing to say that people went to hell or heaven, but the real person left out of that shell, and now we are left looking at that shit, that empty shell, when we go to a funeral, my brothers and sisters. But don't let that make you, give up on life and say, oh God, you let them die. It's not God's thing for you to blame him for someone's death. Sometimes people let themselves die. Sometimes it's time for them to go. That time is up, and it's hard. I know it's hard. It's always going to be hard when the person, the real person, leaves out that shell and leaves it behind and go out. When we cry for our loved ones, our mothers, our sisters, like I lost my sister 2018, we're only crying for the flesh because we can't see them and hear them anymore. But just remember, people, they are still around. It's just we can't see them. Okay, so let's get that straight. The Lord controls everything. So I love you. God bless you. I know this was a long thing, but hey, I'm just trying to help people. You know, I try to always see things from the point of view that God lets me see. And I know things is going to be hard when people pass, but I'm going to learn to accept the things that I see, because I don't have no power over nothing, only the Lord. So, my brother and sister, God bless you. Have a good Wednesday, and we will be back soon again. God bless you.